We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So small distilleries in Missouri are counting on the passage of federal legislation just to stay alive. Our Debbie Monterey has more.
Tara Steffens is the COO of Pinckney Bend Distillery in New Haven, which is just about 50 miles from St. Louis, and one of Missouri's craft distillers. We've been hearing a lot about whiskey taxes, what it means for distillers. Tara, can you kind of, for people who haven't been paying that close of attention, what is happening with whiskey and distillers right now?
Certainly, and whiskey is definitely the one that everybody talks about, but it's all spirits from, you know, gin, vodka, whiskey. A couple years ago, we smaller producers were given what is called a FET reduction, a federal excise tax. Liquor is taxed both federally by the state, the county, and the city to be able to produce it. And we were taxed the same as, you know, the larger producers. So we were given a little bit of a reprieve, which allowed the industry to grow and reinvest. However, that reduction is expiring. So the Craft Beverage Modernization Act, which is co-sponsored by Senator Blunt, is an act to extend or make permanent these FET reduction. It is set to expire at the end of this year, which means come January 1, craft distillers have a 400% tax increase. Knowing that that's coming down the pike, especially in today's current environment, it is almost terrifying. It's a 400% increase of cost to an industry that has already been extremely hard hit by the current state of affairs is really prohibiting growth, is forcing people, you know, people in other industries to close. So we are really pushing for this Craft Beverage Modernization Act to extend or preferably make permanent these FET reductions for smaller producers. We're really pushing our senators to act. It has broad bipartisan support. It just getting it done seems to be a little bit of an issue.
Right. As we head into an election, thoughts are elsewhere.
Yes.
Okay, so if you are a small distiller, you don't have the advantage of mass production, so you're not producing things, you know, whiskey that is going to be cheap. So if you are having to increase the cost to cover a 400% tax increase, what would that mean for a distiller like Pinckney Bend?
We've been around for 10 years, so we got in this industry before, so we are a little bit better suited to handle if it expires. However, what we were able to do in the three years of it, we were not able to do in our first 7 years. So that FET reduction allowed us to hire more full-time staff. We were able to buy equipment to can in-house. We were able to buy more grain from our local suppliers. You know, we were able to do things in 3 years that we hadn't been able to do in seven. And if it goes away, it certainly halts the majority of growth, and we go back to, you know, a much smaller incremental growth in terms of, you know, hiring, investment back into, you know, local supply chains, et cetera.
So there are 36 craft distilleries in Missouri. I imagine some of those are not going to be around anymore if this act doesn't pass.
Yes, some of them are currently closed as a financial precaution, hoping to ride out the storm. Some of them are, you know, able to make it work right now, but have stated they will not be able to if this doesn't pass. So there are several within the Missouri Craft Distillers Guild that are really kind of on edge right now about what's going to happen. Certainly nobody's doing any reinvestment at this time. You know, nobody's buying equipment, you know, moving forward with plans until we see what happens here.
Now, you say that there is wide bipartisan support for this measure. So what do you think it would take to get Congress's attention back on this issue? Is it maybe after the election more focus or less? Or what are you hoping for?
Honestly, we're hoping for, you know, being in the industry for as long as, you know, we have, especially on, you know, the definition of craft, it's that people don't seem to realize, the general public, even people in the supply chain, don't seem to realize that spirits is and always has been separate from beer and wine. So everybody thinks it's one big, you know, pool and you all follow the same rules, and it's not. We pay and we are, you know, we have very different taxes, rules, and structure than other types of alcohol. And right now I think what would really help is getting more of the community, more of the broader industry to understand what's happening at the manufacturing level, in getting more people to, you know, call their senators, you know, get the word out and really push to get this done. Prior to COVID, it was a $2.9 billion economic industry in Missouri alone, the craft spirits. So, you know, every time you buy a local bottle, get a local to-go cocktail, you are supporting and reinvesting in that industry in helping so many more than you can even understand.
Tara Steffens is the Chief Operating Officer of Pinckney Bend Distillery in New Haven.
And that is our Debbie Monterey. Thanks for her help this morning here on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.